great courage because we both found that we were losing our voices last night, and that's no good. And so we're taking courage this morning. We're even trusting by faith that Sister Georgine is going to have a voice to bring us her message this morning. And so this song is very appropriate that we don't let anything get us down. So let's sing it once more for Sister Georgine and for all of us, whatever situation that we're facing right now, that we need courage. See, I've got a voice. It's not quite perfect, but I've got a voice. Out perfectly because we're singing about nothing is too difficult for me, so it's not too difficult to find the right song. God is giving us an opportunity, just like he gave me last night when I lost my voice. He gave me an opportunity to trust him. And see, I've got a pretty good voice.
And Mark, don't ever let
anything get us down. If we are in victory in Jesus Christ, he says, in everything you think. Mother Basileia says, say yes, Father, to whatever circumstance you need. And you know, I find I just have one problem with that. Many different forms. Do you know what that one problem is? Her name is Marge.
Yeah.
How is Marge going to react to whatever God brings into her life? And so when he told me that's the way I'm to live my life, then when Marge gets discouraged or down or defeated or angry or whatever I get, you know, I have to nail that coffin lid down a little tighter. Because he says, reckon yourselves dead unto all that stuff. And you can tell if you're dead by whether you're squealing. So I had a squeal last night and said, oh, what is this happening to me? But I knew better because the Lord has told me that, you know, that's my problem, and Marge reacts that way. So whatever we're going to meet today, and Sister Georgine, we're going to really hold her in prayer because she's meeting a difficulty today. You know, she doesn't have much voice, and God has given her this wonderful message for us. So why don't we stop right now and pray that there's nothing too difficult for God. Father, I thank you for restoring enough voice for me today, and I'm trusting you for Sister Georgie that you're going to bring victory out of, she just didn't sleep last night, she couldn't sleep, but you're bringing your victory, and you're going to show forth your glory through her weakness, because your word says through St. Paul, when I'm my weakest, then you are the strongest. And so we're thanking you for just taking Sister Georgine in her weakness and just bringing forth that which will bring the most glory to you. And we'd like it if you'd heal her too at the same time. And so help us as we're singing this song not to be defeated by anything in our lives, because nothing is too difficult for you. You're in charge. And we bless you. In Jesus' name we ask these things. Amen. All right, now we're ready to sing number 3.
Marjorie, we used to sing that song, Nothing is Impossible for Thee.
Well, that's what we're going to do right now.
Oh, pardon.
That's what we're on the same wavelength.
Never mind.
Okay. And this is the God who created all the heavens and the earth. Nothing is too difficult for him.
Thank you.
crown him with many crowns. And I don't know how you can sing this sitting down.
Thank you.
that second page, you know, I don't think we really are going to the wording of this everlasting covenant. So it's beautiful. I know I was coming down with this and it was so precious. We heard about the covenant last night. And this song, let's just really get into it. We were sort of learning it last night together. And let's really sing about it, because we know about the covenant through the Lord Jesus Christ, through loving Him. And He's led us into an understanding of the covenant that we didn't have before He came to cleanse us from our sin. So as we number two in the green booklet. Everlasting is the covenant. It never fails. It's always there. And so let's really get into asking the Lord for an understanding of what the covenant means. Not just understanding it intellectually, but what does it mean in how we walk? The sisters brought us this beautiful word last night, and we're going to meditate on that for a long time before we eke out all the treasures. So as we sing this, let's just ask the Lord for an understanding of what He's given us.
Thank you.
didn't sing last night. And so beautiful is at the end of this. Kadosh, Kadosh.
Thank you.